Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, John Lopez, Landry Locker here for Eye on Houston, and I'm personally really excited about this. You guys know I spend a lot of time on the water, certainly very familiar with Port Houston, but some really cool things coming on that we just have to share with all the listeners at Odyssey Houston, and that includes the Chief Port Infrastructure Officer, Rich Burns, who's joining us today, as well as the greatest title in the history of titles, Chief People Officer Jessica Shaver.
How'd you get that title? That's a good one right there. If I could make up a title, I'd go with that.
I know. It's a heavy responsibility.
Where do you go to college to be the Chief People Officer?
Actually, I'm a Florida Gator.
All right.
So transport
Damian
to Houston.
Pierce.
Yep.
All right, let's get into it. I know Landry has some stuff as well, but Port Houston, and we were talking before we turned on the microphones. One of the things that is, you know, is special to me as an avid fisherman and outdoorsman is what you guys are doing in terms of sustainability, what you guys are doing in terms of where we live, our water. You know, it's our water, it's our port. And Rich, I want to start with you because that has to be a big focal point. And the other thing that really kind of got me going on this and excited to do this is a lot of people think Port Houston, you know, Big Brother, all that. Y'all are in the community. You guys are Houston. So those two points, let's start with the first one, you know, what you guys are doing right now that we need to share.
Sure. Well, let me just describe who Port Houston is. We are the Port Authority. We run the ship channel. We run the public docks. And we move 35, 40 million tons of cargo. And our mission in life is to drive regional prosperity. Mm-hmm. And that means good jobs, but it also means a good environment. And we listen to our stakeholders all the time coming to our public port meetings who want us to be stewards of the environment, who wanted to help clean up the air quality and so forth. We don't own the ships and the trucks that come through our gates, but we lean in to mm-hmm. help them leverage things like the new funding from the Jobs Act, the Infrastructure Bill, the Inflation Reduction Act mm-hmm. to reduce emissions in the ships and the trucks. And I'll go back to the ship channel. The major project we're doing right now is expanding the ship channel so all the ships can get in and out safer and more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And we contracted our dredging companies to reduce emissions by having hybrid electric technology and what they call SCR technology to reduce emissions. So we hear our stakeholders
yeah.
and we're leaning in. That's one of the legs of our stool.
What have been some of the biggest challenges? What are the things that you're most excited about in the future? I'll ask Jessica, because obviously this is, I'm awful at logistics. I can barely fill my pantry. Like, what have been the biggest challenges, and what are the things that you're most excited about moving forward?
Great question. Well, we've had 2 years of unprecedented growth, so a big thing is making sure that we can keep pace with the demand, you know, that's going to continue coming to Houston. So that's whether that be through the infrastructure means with the channel, mm-hmm. our infrastructure on the land side and the road side, all of that, how do we keep pace and in a sustainable way? The other thing, too, that, you know, I personally is near dear is how do we have the right people?
Yeah,
for the future as well. And so we are heavily dedicated towards our commitment to maritime education and building that pipeline of talent for the future workforce needs. So not just for us, but all of our partners as well.
Careers is what you're talking about. And don't you have a fair coming up?
We just had one, actually, okay. A Maritime Youth Expo. So we had about 800 students out to San Jac Maritime College out in the east side of town. And very great attendance. And then later this year, we'll have a public fair that will be held on the East End,
mm-hmm.
Circulating heavily around jobs and providing resources to the communities that we are sitting right in amongst.
You know, Rich, you said something that immediately kind of raised an eyebrow for me, because it has to be done the right way. And I know it's a hot button topic. You mentioned dredging.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And expanding the our waterways.
Right.
That's something that, as you just said, you're doing it the right way, reducing emissions, all that. But when you do that, what are the plans, and what are the plans that you're doing to protect the environment, protect the habitat?
Absolutely, John. And let me also say thank you, longtime listener.
Yeah, of course.
So the ship channel is 52 miles long from Galveston all the way up to the Turning Basin, which is near town. We're widening it from 530 feet to 700 feet because the ships are getting bigger.
Yeah.
And you get 250-foot wide ships in a 530-foot channel. That's like driving two semis down your neighborhood road, right? So when we dredge all that material to make room for the ships, we do things that are beneficial with it. We're building oyster beds, mm-hmm. and wildlife.
Now you're talking
habitat.
My language.
Exactly.
Oyster beds equals fish.
It equals fish. We have a lot of support from the fishermen for the oyster beds and so forth. So we're spending about half the money on this project is for environmental restoration.
Mm-hmm.
What can people like that aren't necessarily like directly connected to ER, people that aren't doing this, do to help and make y'all's job easier? Because there's always like pedestrians can make stuff more difficult. Like, what could a pedestrian like me, let's say I'm hanging out or whatever, what can I do to make y'all's job easier?
I think part of the challenge that we have is people understanding the connection that we play in everybody's role every day.
Yeah.
And so I think just the general support and recognition of the port and the value that it brings to the region. You know, those goods that you are getting from Amazon likely came from someplace.
Your cars.
Everything that we're... And, you know, we all want those sooner, better, you know, faster, cheaper.
Yeah.
And the port plays a critical role in that effort. So, you know, we really... A lot of times people don't understand the significance, the role that the port plays in our everyday lives. And sometimes it can be, yes, there's traffic on the roads because of trucks, but, you know, we all want those goods as well.
And people, Jessica, if you're landlocked, you know, and you know it's there, you know what it does, you know it's awesome, you know it's been here forever, it's one of the oldest around. But I saw your Sam Houston boat tour thing. When you get up close and personal, that ties into what Landry's talking about. It's like, oh, wow, I'd love to be a part of this. Or, oh, wow, this is so important. Am I wrong there?
100%. And please, thank you for the plug on the Sam Houston. It is a free boat tour, one of the top things to do in Houston. And, you know, great way to come see the port up close. We don't have that many places where you can do that. And this boat tour is an educational opportunity. It's free. You do have to pre-book. It's well utilized.
Just reserve.
Reserve it. But we love that. And it's a great opportunity for people to see the port up close and personal.
Talk about the 2040 plan. I know y'all are already looking pretty far down the line, almost a couple of decades. What's the 2040 plan?
So the 2040 plan is a lookout, like you said, a couple of decades, because it takes a while to build a dock and a wharf. And we've had so much growth. We've had double-digit growth in 5 out of the last 6 years, and it's continuing to come. So our job is to make sure that the docks and the wharves are there ahead of the demand so that Houston doesn't get constrained in terms of the way it can grow. And if you think about it, the Texas population is growing by like 1,000 people a day.
Yeah.
And all those people are driving imports. They need garden hoses from Walmart or Home Depot. They need furniture from IKEA or Rooms to Go. So all that import cargo is coming through the port. And then the energy center of the world is exporting energy products, and that's all going out. So we're not obvious. I think about it like this. Your listeners mm-hmm. hear you every day. Mm-hmm. You reach thousands or hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of ears every day with a message. People don't have enough time to think about the insights about sports and the Houston Texans. So you provide that. The public doesn't really see what the port does
no.
because it's over in the East End. But if they look around their room or their kitchen or their office.
Or this studio,
there's hardly a thing in here that didn't come through a container or is moved on a truck. And so we affect everybody's lives every day, too. But mm-hmm. we just aren't as obvious.
We call this Eye on Houston. We have a couple of minutes left. I'm going to start with you, Jessica, just like a parting emphasis type thought or a parting thought for all these listeners across all the Odyssey stations that are listening right now, what you really want to deliver, and then Rich.
So one of the things, you know, the port is continuing to grow. We're excited for the growth prospects. It takes all of us working together to make sure that we make Houston what we want it to be in the future, sustainable. We do a lot of efforts to get input from the community, and we'll continue to do that. So mm-hmm. please work with us and come see us on the Sam Houston Boat Tour.
Yeah, that definitely was an eye catcher for me. What do you think, Rich?
I'll just close on the sustainability point. We engage everybody through either leading, partnering, or supporting. And the leading is we do our own thing inside of our fence lines to make sure we have clean equipment that's operating. The partnering is working with companies to do new projects, maybe around the energy transition, but also partnering with the coalitions and communities and environmental organizations. And then supporting really means leaning into the big issues of the day, which are decarbonization in shipping and overall environmental leadership.
Reducing emissions is cool now.
Exactly.
It's going green is cool. That's Rich Burns and Jessica Shaver. That's Landry Locker. I'm John Lopez, and this is Eye on Houston. Thank you, guys. And thank you, guys, for what you're doing just as an outdoorsman. I know it's important. I know it's great.
Give us a website or where people can go and get more information as well on top of what we've heard here.
www.porthouston.com.
And we're good to go.
Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.